from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Are you rooting right now for the Giants to go on a run and make the playoffs, or are you rooting for them to struggle that would potentially lead to change? Bunch of texts on the Xfinity mobile text line. 650, make the playoffs. You play to win the game. 925, I can't root against, but I've also lost interest completely. A change would change that for sure. 510, even if we lose, there might be no changes, so go Giants. Always. 650, lifelong Giants fan, but sadly, I wouldn't mind watching them lose the rest of the season if it expedites Farhan's exit. You're getting a lot of answers on both sides. Ron in Pleasant Hill. Hi, Ron. You're on with Willard and FP. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, I would say, if they made the playoffs, I would say, yay. I wouldn't say yeah. Ooh, I'd say yay.
Yay.
All right? Because it's 3/4 of the season have gone by, and they've barely hit 500. And so if they make the playoffs, what are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. I would say yes to both. I would say yes to the playoffs and yes to changes.
Can I understand that, but I also can I share a very brief story with you? You sound like you've been a Giants fan for a long time, yes?
I saw Willie Mays play.
Okay, so that's a long time. I'm sure you remember the Giants series against the Cincinnati Reds in that was the 2012 season, right?
The Buster Posey home run?
Yes, the Grand Slam. Yeah. 2012. And I had a conversation with my dad. The Giants are down 0-2 in Cincinnati. And I said, you know what? What a great season. They made the playoffs. All I ever wanted as a Giants fan was to see them win the World Series. And dad, they just did it 2 years ago. It's not like they were going to come out and win the World Series again. 2 times in 3 years. Ludicrous thought. Bravo. You tried. You made the playoffs. Good for you. Too bad it didn't work out this time. And you know what happened next. So like when you say if what would happen if they make the playoffs, my answer is you don't know.
You don't know.
And I'd argue this year more than in other years, you legitimately could say, dude, if somebody's going to huck Webb, Snell, and Ray at you in the playoffs, if I were one of the big boys in the National League, that would terrify me. Don't you? Come on, Ron. You see that, don't you?
Okay, so I have a question for you now.
Sure.
You brought that all up?
Yeah.
Name me 3 offensive players that you really think would do really well in the playoffs.
None. None.
And when you look back on that 2012 team, how many offensive players would you say?
Like 1.5.
They had.
Like be honest now. I know they had some hitters, but at the same time, we called them torture because they didn't score runs.
That was 2010.
Hey, this is math now. This is real. This is a fact. This is not an opinion. this team scores more runs per game than the 2012 team.
They do, but they don't play situational baseball. And the 2012 team got runners over. They got runners in. They fought with two strikes. They fouled balls off. They were a pain in the ass of the plate.
You're 100%
right. They were pesky. They were clutch.
They had the league MVP.
And they had the league MVP.
Understood. That's why I said 1.5.
And they had Hunter Pence in the dugout.
Pablo Sandoval and Marco Scudero.
Right. Right.
And then Cody Ross in 2010.
Marco Scudero. Yeah, like, he was like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
Couldn't get him out in the postseason.
Marco Scudero at the plate.
It's not runs per game. It's when you score the runs. It's how you score the runs and you manufacture runs. And that's what's missing from this team. And in baseball in general, it's not just the Giants. It's just a league-wide thing where it's not situational, stick your nose in the dirt, battle your you-know-what off and get a base hit or put a ball in play with two strikes with runners on first and third, nobody out. Those Giants teams, the one thing that comes to my mind is obviously pitching, right? And then they were scrappy. They fought. You're like, who's this guy? He fouls off 7 pitches. And a guy you never heard of, a scrawny dude, and hits a base hit the right. And then Buster Posey, one of the best players to ever don the orange and black.
Hall of Famer.
Made 2 strike adjustments and hit things to right field with 2 strikes. You know, 2 for himself, trying to go deep, drive a ball, do some damage, and then he would shorten up and go the other way.
I'm not arguing that this team is even holds a candle to 2012. That's not what I'm saying.
If they get hot and win 9 in a row to get in the playoffs.
My point is that he asked, how many current hitters on the team would I have confidence in? The answer is none. But sports is not about what I think is going to happen. It's about what does happen. There are plenty of things that have happened in sports that I didn't think were going to happen. And I brought up 2012 because at a certain point, once the playoffs started, I thought the Giants were done. It turns out they went on to win the World Series. They rallied and won 3 in a row in Cincinnati. And then they went out there and did it again. It looked like they were cooked in the next series against St. Louis. And then Barry Zito made $125 million for one start. And we loved it. And parade. So that's all I'm saying. And my brain will never not work that way. While so many of you are very comfortable with the Warrior dynasty is over, and Kyle Shanahan always messes up in the Super Bowl, and the Giants are trash, and it's over. You're comfortable that way. I'm not. My brain refuses to do that. So when you ask the question, what would they do if they got there? I don't know. I would love to see it.
One of my favorite... Did you watch Ted Lasso?
No.
One of my favorite episodes ever is when Roy Kent, who is a star soccer player at the end of his career, retires, and he goes into broadcasting. He's doing the pregame show, and all these pundits are on this set. You know the soccer sets? They got like 5 people on them. It's my favorite show. It's super positive, super uplifting about how life can be if you look at it a certain way. And he's on the set, and it's like one of his second or third shows, and he goes, everyone's predicting what's going to happen. He goes, you don't know what's going to happen, and you're sitting here acting like you do, and you don't know what's going to happen, and you're sitting here acting like you do. I've been doing this my whole life. I don't know what's going to happen. This is ass, and he walks off the set. And I'm like, that's perfect. Because none of us really do know what's going to happen.
Of course not.
We have our opinions. It's fun to talk about. You know, the street corner in the Dominican Republic, when they talk about baseball all day, or Cuba, and they're passionate about it. That's what I love about sports talk radio. You be passionate about something and predict what's going to happen. None of us know what's going to happen.
No, you got it. Like, you got to throw out predictions, but this is the way I like to look at it. And then you got to sit down and be open-minded to where you might be wrong. I mean, sports would be so boring if not for that. That's why I always push back against dismissive points. You can feel, for instance, that the Giants season is going nowhere. I feel that way right now, but I will not. I refuse to say it's done. It's over. They suck. I won't do that.
Well,
I can be frustrated. I can think it's going that way. I make fun of Dibs about this all the time. He knows this. Happy birthday, Dibs. But he's the one who sent our show thread, the text, in 2022, in February, Warriors had a bad night against Detroit or something like that. It's laughable that these people think this is a championship contending team. They are not winning anything this year. Oh, but then he did the show with me at the parade. with all the stuff flying
out
of the sky.
What were the responses to that? You just go, oh, that's Dibs being Dibs, and nobody responded and then changed?
No, I shot fired all over the place. This is how, you were talking about the Warriors keeping receipts. This is how much of a jerk I am.
I keep receipts too.
The Warriors win game 6 against Boston. I waited. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything all year long. And I waited. And the second that the Warriors won that game 6, I remember I went into my room and I pulled out the phone and I scrolled through I started screenshotting all the times that everyone on the show thread was like, they're done. This is stupid.
You're petty. I love it.
I screenshotted all of them and without comment, I just sent them to the thread.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good night.
That's awesome. That's something I would absolutely do.
Good night, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the game. Yeah, because it's totally fine to do that. That's being a fan. But I push back on the dismissive. It's over when it's not. Right?
It's over when there's, I don't know, an X by your name in the standings or whatever it is.
Even the phraseology I used, halftime Detroit and the Niners, NFC title game. Me and the boys are watching over it at the lovely Christie's house. And my daughter wanted to get some thing done at home. And she goes, I got some laundry to do and whatnot. Will you come pick me up at halftime? And I'll watch the second half with you. I go home, pick her up. And she gets in the car. She's like, what is happening? I'm like, well, they're down to 17 points and we probably need to start reckoning with the idea that the Niners aren't going to the Super Bowl this year. And she looks at me and goes, Dad, no, we are not thinking that way. They are going to come back and win this football game. And I went, you know what? My bad. I didn't even say they're done. I just said, we might want to start thinking about it. Might want to open up the idea that they're not going to win this football game.
You were conceding the putt.
And she fired on me. And then after every single touchdown, as the Niners scored, how many unanswered points they scored? 27 or something like that? After every score, she looked at me, huh? See? So, like, yeah, I don't like that stuff.
My dad's a lifelong Lions fan. He said at halftime, they'll find a way to screw this up.
You know, I don't think there was a Lions fan out there that counted chickens. They've been so battered and beaten. But I just, that's me. I don't like that stuff. I don't like calling it over when it's not over. Because that's the beauty of sports, man. That's what we live for, is the amazing stories that unfold when we think it's going to go a certain way and it goes the opposite.
Yeah, but I think Giants fans are some of the smartest fans. Niner fans, Warrior fans. This area has some of the smartest fans, period. Because we've all experienced being at the top of the mountain, whether we're a Warriors fan with their championships, the Niners and the Giants. And we've all had that feeling that this could go in a certain direction by this time, right? Late August. Wouldn't you start having that feeling like this is it's happening?
You would think.
I used to say on the broadcast,
you would think.
it's happening, folks. Enjoy the ride. That was one of my taglines. It's happening. Because a lot of times we're so worried about the destination that we forget to enjoy the ride. And I would say, enjoy the ride, folks. It's happening. And I would say it like when there's a special moment in the game. And as a broadcaster or as a fan, or you can sense when it's happening. And I haven't had that sense that it's happening yet with this team. Like, not to get too deep, but everybody listening, we as fans have been there. We know what it feels like. In 2010, we knew by now that, oh, we're catching the Padres. Something special is kind of going on right here. I know it happened more in September.
That was September.
I know it happened more in September. But you could tell that this team had something going on that year in 12.
And the Padres helped.
And I've been around a lot of teams where you just kind of, by the end of August, you knew that it was heading in that direction. It had a feeling. Enjoy this. This is it's happening right now. They won three in a row, and I was starting to think, is this where it's going to start happening? And it just hasn't happened yet. I mean, I haven't had that feeling. I don't know if Giants fans, I'm sure most Giants fans haven't had that feeling yet this year.
No, and what's really hard to wrap your head around, if you do want to get mathematical and analytical about it, is we've all known the Giants need to go on a heater. I mean, like a real heater. And it felt like maybe it's about to happen, but we all kind of had one eyebrow up because it was happening against bad teams. But the data was the data. What was it? It was like 11 out of 14, or whatever. And you got three games above 500. And that's why this series is such a big bucket of cold water. You lost one against Detroit, fine. That's baseball. But this series
should have won that.
Was a huge bucket of water on the idea of going on a heater. And now you still need another heater at some point. And if you look at who's on the schedule the rest of the way, it's really difficult to imagine the Giants going hot knife through butter at any point in the remaining schedule. It's really hard to imagine.
Oakland this weekend, and the White Sox come to town, and Seattle's playing great baseball. You go to Seattle. Milwaukee is a first-place team. You go to Milwaukee. Got a little breath of fresh air with the Marlins. And then it's Diamondbacks, Padres, Brewers, Padres, Orioles. Royals, who are playing really good. Diamondbacks, Cardinals.
Yeah. There's not a break in there.
No.
When you get to September 3rd, that's it. It's a winning baseball team on the other end every single night for the rest of the way.
The positive take on this is if you do get hot and you do beat those teams, everyone's taking notice, and you're playing hot going into the playoffs against beating good teams. Is that going to happen? Oof.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
It doesn't seem like it right now.
What we got? 40 games left? Is that right? Are we 61-61? Is that their record? 62-62. All right, 38 games left. Probably got to win. Probably got to go to what? 24-14? At least 23-15. That's at the absolute bare minimum, which would get you 85 wins.
31 of those are against really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
31.
Out of the...
What did you just say?
38.
Yeah, 31 are against really good teams.
Yeah.
Mostly first-place teams or playoff teams.
Well, I mean, you got three against Chicago, two against Oakland, and three against the Marlins. So that's eight. All right, so 30. Yeah, 30 of 38.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Cardinals and Mariners are really good, but they're good. They're viable. So, yeah, that's all. It's when you watch sports, are you open-minded to what you can't see? I can't see the Giants going 24-14 with that schedule. It doesn't mean it won't happen.
It doesn't mean it won't happen. It doesn't feel like it could happen right now.
It does not feel like it.
It does not feel like it.
No, they strike out too much.
That's everybody, though. Just watch other teams. You're like, oh, my God.
Well, but there's one thing about striking out, and it's something else about striking out in every situational, need a batted ball right here type of a play. That's what it feels like to me. When the Giants have a runner at third and less than two outs, or if they've got first and second and nobody out, like it feels like it's a strikeout 88% of the time.
You want me to break this down?
Break it down.
I broke it down yesterday with bunting.
Let's see.
If you don't practice bunting, every fan thinks bunting's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy if you practice it. Oh, the ball only goes 10 feet. Why can't he bunt? He's a big leaguer. He should be able to bunt. I got in a friendly argument with one of my friends about Austin Slater bunting in extra innings. He couldn't get it down. He's like, he's a leadoff hitter. He runs. He should be able to bunt. It's the big leagues. How come he doesn't know how to bunt? Well, he hasn't practiced it. He's not part of their game. So, I mean, all of a sudden, like with the Giants, if you don't have a two-strike approach and you never have a two-strike approach and it's not really ingrained in you as a minor leaguer, it's not part of your organizational philosophy, and now you got runners at the corners with one out or a runner on third less than two out, and you got to put a ball in play, where you don't have a two-strike. You can't just like invent a two-strike approach in the middle of an at-bat if you've never had a two-strike approach in your life. You can't just bunt a 98-mile-an-hour fastball perfectly down the third baseline to get a runner to third base if you've never practiced it. So now we're saying, hey, there's certain times in the game when you have to have a two-strike approach in August, and you haven't had a two-strike approach all year. You just don't pull that out of your hat for radio purposes. You don't. It's, I'm going to spread out and choke up now. But I don't know what that even means. Right. I don't even have a two-strike stance. And a two-strike, it's not necessarily a stance with two strikes. It's just it's a mindset. You're not going to beat me. I'm putting the ball in play. I'm going to expand my strike zone a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. And I'm not going to let the umpire determine this at-bat. And I'm going to stick my nose in the dirt and find a way to put the ball in play. But if you've never done that, it's never even an A ball or double A. We don't talk about two-strike approach. And now we're all flipping out because the Giants strike out a lot with runners at third base and less than two outs. It's just like anything else in life. If you don't practice it, you're not going to be good at it. And if you've never done it, I can't expect Michael Conforto to lay down a bunt when he hasn't bunted his whole career. And you're like, he's a big leaguer. He's not a bunt. Maybe.
No.
But if it's not part of the game, it's not part of his arsenal. It's like asking a pitcher to throw 100 that throws 92. Why did he throw 100 right there? Well, he can't, and he doesn't. He just doesn't. So I get the most frustrated I get as a baseball fan right now, and I'm going to sound 104 years old, is like striking out used to be the worst thing you could possibly be. Dragging your bat back to the dugout, that was the ultimate defeat. He beat you, and we used to fight it. And I used to fight it. And I couldn't strike out, or I was going back to the minor leagues. And I honestly believe in no two-strike approach with nobody on. You're a power hitter. I don't want you to take anything out of your swing. But there has to be some sort of round in BP that's a two-strike round where you choke up, spread out, and you just play that mental game in your head in batting practice every day. I'm letting the ball get deep. I'm going the other way. I'm not going to strike out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.